Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does one of Iowa's 100 great nurses think about the award and her job? Let's go in-depth with Christina Sailors with the Pella Regional Health Center. So, Christina, you are one of Iowa's 100 great nurses this year. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, how does that feel?
It's very humbling. What I've told people is that I just do what I do. I take care of patients. I take care of staff. I just take care of people. And to be nominated and chosen, it just was a very humbling experience.
Do you know anything about the nomination process, the selection process, or just boom, it comes out of the air, you've been recognized?
This year, just kind of boom, it came out of the air. I actually got the letter a couple weeks before it was announced publicly, and I didn't tell anybody. The only person I told was my husband, and I said, now don't say anything, because I don't know how the hospital takes care of this. It was just the nomination letter. And so I sent back all my information, and then a couple weeks later I received the letter that I had gotten it. And at that point I'd already told my mom. So she was pretty pleased and proud. And so then we proceeded, and I said, still don't tell anybody, because I didn't know how the hospital dealt with that. So actually it was one of my former students that I had that put it up on Facebook, and that's how I think the world figured it out or found out.
Well, very nice. And so how long have you been a nurse?
I've been a nurse for 8 years here at Pella Regional.
And you live in Knoxville? You're from Knoxville?
Yes.
So 8 years, and where did you go to school?
I went to school at Mercy College of Health Sciences in Des Moines.
And do you have a specialty?
I don't. I work on med-surg, so we kind of take care of all different kinds of patients. In bigger hospitals, you do get into more specialty. You have a telemetry or floor, but we kind of do everything and take care of those patients.
So if I'm operated on, you might be one of the nurses.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But that's interesting. I mean,
yes.
You have to enjoy that and something different every patient.
That's the one thing I do enjoy about it is I can take care of a one-month-old and also take care of a 106-year-old. And you could have pneumonia, you could have RSV, you could have surgery, everything in between. And you just have to be on your game and know what you're doing with all of those things.
106-year-old, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. So the 106 and the infant, I mean, they're just on the sort of the very perilous edges of life, right?
Yep, yeah. Pretty much.
It just sounds so daunting in so many ways to me that people's lives are in your hands.
It's just a great experience just to take care of all of those things in between and just to know, have that much knowledge to take care of all of those people.
So what might you do during an operation?
I usually take care of the people after.
After, okay.
The operation. Then they get back to the floor. We just make sure everything's going okay for them and get them settled in their room, show them around, and then just take care of them for the rest of the time that they're with us.
Okay.
And they may be with us for the 23 hours, or they may be with us for a few days.
Mm-hmm. And so do you get to know people?
Sometimes. A lot of what I do, I'm the charge nurse up on MedSurg, so I do a lot of the admissions and discharges, so I do the paperwork stuff. So I get to meet people when they first come and meet and greet and say, you know, thanks for choosing us, and show them around their room and just get to know them in that admission process. And then another nurse takes over for me as I assign them. There are other days where if I get to be what I call the real nurse, then I get to take care of them. And hopefully in your assignment, if you're there for multiple days, you'll get to take care of that same patient those multiple days. And then you do get to know them. There have been many patients that in my remembrance that, you know, I've taken care of for a whole weekend, which would be 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so then, and even maybe sometimes Monday. So by the end of Monday, you know what their assessment's going to be, you know kind of who the patient is and what you're going to do for them.
More in depth,
after this. I continued my conversation with Christina Sailors with the Pella Regional Health Center.
And so you supervise other nurses?
Yes.
How many other nurses?
It just depends on the patient load upstairs. We could have up to 5 nurses up on the floor that I am charge nurse for, and then also 3 PCTs. So I have all of that to take care of, and then on the evening shift, then I do the staffing for evenings. And then on my weekends, I supervise the whole entire house. So I have OB, ER, MedSurg, ICU, and skill care that I take care of. So there's multiple employees all over the hospital that I'm supervising.
Wow, and you said PCTs?
Yeah, patient care techs.
Okay, so let's just say your busiest day ever, how many people were you supervising?
There could be an average of, let's just say, 5 in each department. So 5 departments, 25 plus then your patient care techs. I'd say 30.
30. Is that challenging, all the different personalities?
Sometimes. But I think if you go and you build a rapport with those people and you kind of learn, talk to them about their families and, you know, just build a relationship with them. So when I first started here, I worked in OB as well. So I kind of know everybody in OB. I know everybody up on MedSurg. I'm part of the hiring process up there as well. I have a lot of different hats that I wear. So it's hard to mention it all. But the ER staff, a lot of them have worked upstairs too, or on MedSurg. And so I kind of know all of those people too. So I kind of have a general knowing of all of the people here, and just kind of make my rounds and say, hey, I'm here for you. And then when they call me, I go.
Well, that's interesting to hear you say, I'm here for you. Normally supervisors are there to boss you around. It sounds like it's a different kind of arrangement.
Kind of, yeah. I just try to let them know that I am here for them because I'm kind of the extra pair of hands. As supervisors here, we aren't assigned to a certain role. We're not assigned to a certain patient load. We kind of go to each department to let them know that we're here. In OB, we go and if there's a delivery that's going to happen, we go in and we catch the baby, or we are there when the baby is born and we do the initial vitals and all of the things that the nurse does for that. We've all been trained to do that, so that's one of our jobs. Another thing in the ER, if they're busy, then we go and we triage and we just help and do whatever we need to there.
Okay, so you have to know it all.
Kind of, yep.
And so did you ever set out to be that when you were wanting to be a nurse? Did you think that would be your role eventually?
In the back of my mind, I sort of had a plan. When I first started here, I just asked a lot of questions, especially staffing questions. I just made myself educated in those areas. I guess that wasn't my 5-year plan, but it was kind of a goal to kind of get into that role and to move forward.
Is it hard to control your excitement sometimes? Like if I was there and a new baby was being born and the baby, you know, when it was born and it was fine, I'd want to say, you know, woohoo, this is really cool. Mm-hmm. Now, how neat is this? I mean, I'd get all caught up and excited in it. Do you do that?
A lot of times you just have to be calm for the situation. And so the first few times I had tears. It was just a beautiful experience. Now it's just more, it is a woohoo, congratulations, a beautiful baby. Just get them cleaned up so the mom and dad can have them as soon as I can give them to them. But there are other situations. It's not all happiness, that you just have to be calm and just help the situation through.
Because I guess you, on the other end of it, I presume you lose a patient now and again.
On the floor?
Well,
or anywhere.
Wherever you are. Wherever you are.
Yes.
And that's not any fun.
No. No, but if you're there for the family and and you're there just as a support person and they know that you are there, then I think that helps a lot. I've cried with families. I've laughed with families. I particularly not knowing the patient outside of here, getting in on their laughter and knowing the right emotion to have is kind of one of the things that you need to have, because some patients, they deal better if you use humor. Other patients deal better if you're just serious and a lot of times I can pick that up when I walk in the room. So if we have a family that's the family member is dying, you know, you want to proceed with the emotion of the family, but with the deepest respect that you can for the patient.
Do you not say anything or not react until you like see their emotion and try to reinforce whatever emotion they have? Or
sometimes though, you can crack a joke and they want to be serious and you're like, oh, and you kind of have to backtrack a little bit, but it just depends on the family.
On the situation.
Yep.
The family, I mean, you might know the patient, but the family, and you might think like, if let's just say that I was a patient and we got along, told a lot of jokes, and you might expect my family to be the same way, but they might not be, right? Does that ever happen? The family and the person, there's a disconnect?
Yes, yeah, we've had just some issues, but you just, sometimes the family can, once the family leaves, the patient will kind of relax a little bit more, but sometimes the family's the best support that they can have, and you just have to roll with whatever's going on in that situation.
Sometimes you might have a whole different perspective on the patient than the family. Then.
Yes.
They might just open up to you where mm-hmm. all the different, you know, family dynamics might be something different going on, and they're recognizing your role and interacting with you in a specific way.
Yes.
You can become pretty attached to people if you're there intensively with mm-hmm. them all the time over a long weekend.
Yeah.
It's amazing how that happens, doesn't it?
It is, yeah. It is, because say if I take care of them the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you get to know them, you know their routine for their hospital stay. If on Monday I have an office day, I'm the team leader up on MedSurg too. I didn't mention that, I don't think, already. But if I have an office day and I'm working in the office, I stop in and I say, you know, how's it going? How's your day going today? Or if there was something over the weekend we needed to get done, then I'll make sure it gets done on Monday.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Christina Sailors with the Pella Regional Health Center.
Do you ever run into grumpy patients?
Yeah. No, never. No. I think part of my role as team leader is to help with those issues and see what I can do to make that hospital stay a better situation for them.
Sometimes pain is involved, and mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, people are going to be grumpier in pain. How do you deal with issues of pain?
With pain, if I've given everything that I can give, I'm not opposed to calling the physician and saying, you know, I've given this and this and this, and I'm not opposed to giving a suggestion. May I give this? Most of the time, they'll say, oh yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Other times, then no. We'll just go on with what we're doing. Depends, again, on the patient situation.
Now, do you ever have a patient and then become friends outside the hospital? Does that ever happen, or do you maintain that professional distance?
In my time here, I've maintained the professional distance. I don't believe I've ever come across that. I think I see people kind of like, just see people out in the community and recognize them. But, you know, again, then put them back in the room and, you know, can figure it out that way. So seeing them out in the community, I can't exactly remember. But,
right.
And they may say hello to me and I'll say hi. So that's about where I go.
How about, let's say that your best girlfriend from high school comes into the hospital. Does that kind of thing happen?
It does. Yeah. It does. It's awkward at times, depending on who the person is. But I just talk to them. I say, are you okay with me being your nurse? And then if they say yeah, and then we move on and we go about our whatever we need to do. Other times, I think I've had maybe one situation where it wasn't, and so I just traded off with another nurse and made it fine.
No big deal. Well, what do you enjoy the most about your job?
I think what I enjoy the most is just getting out and meeting people, or getting out, not necessarily meeting people, but just getting out around the hospital and networking, I guess, is the best word. Just getting to know other department managers more and more of what their feel is for their department so that I can help when I'm supervising to provide the best care that I can for their staff and their patients.
Do you go home feeling pretty good about what you do every day?
I do. I do.
Thanks to Christina Sailors for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.